John Cohen is an ABC News consultant, former acting undersecretary for intelligence at the Department of Homeland Security, and he joins us now to talk a little bit more about how Russia's ongoing efforts to weaken the U.S. and undermine its relationship with the EU and NATO could impact the summit. John, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on. Nice being with you.
Well, this is historic to say the least, but what effect do you think that the summit will have on the relationship with the EU and NATO?
Well, I think to some degree it remains to be seen. There is a theory that, you know, any type of conversation can be good, but the conversation has to be an honest one with the Russians, and to be an honest conversation, it has to take into account that for a number of years, decades in fact, the primary objective, foreign policy objective, for Russia was to weaken the United States and its relationship with NATO and the European Union. That's because Russia seeks to reassert itself on the world stage. They want to be considered a dominant power. They want to have more influence in various regions of the world. They want to expand their economy. And in many respects, they view NATO, the European Union, and the U.S. as standing in their way.
The president has been dismissive of these charges that the information that Russia hacked the 2016 election. Do you think that he needs to be tough on Putin in these talks today?
I think he most definitely needs to be tough. I mean, there's no question the intelligence community assessments going back to last year and even as recently as this Friday are that Russia not only interfered with the 2016 election, but they're continuing their efforts to sow discord across this country, to undermine credibility of our government. They have continued their active measures campaign. The Mueller indictments have further validated what the intelligence community has found. We now know and have charged Russians and including Russian military intelligence operatives with engaging in this hybrid warfare attack against this country. We've had a number of very unusual interactions between U.S. persons, some of them documented in the most recent Mueller indictment, and the Russians involved in this campaign. And we've had a number of people, when asked about these unusual interactions, they've lied. So this is not a rigged witch hunt, as it's been described. This is an important counterintelligence and criminal investigation. And it's something that all Americans, Republicans and Democrats, should be concerned about, because this is not simply political posturing or the usual type of political wrangling that goes on in our system. This is a direct and ongoing attack against this country that has the current director of national intelligence, based on his comments on Friday, extraordinarily concerned.
The president did very little in the way of preparing for his meeting with the North Korean leader. And going into this meeting, he also said this is going to be an easy meeting. This will be easier than meeting with the leaders of the EU. Why does he think it's so easy? And what do you think that the outcome of this meeting is going to be?
Again, I think it's unclear what the outcome will be. My sense is that, in addition to what you described, that there was very little of the typical interagency planning that traditionally goes into preparing for these types of meetings. None of that seemed to have been taking place. So, it's a little unclear to me, at least, as someone who's been involved in national security and law enforcement for 32 years, what the actual objectives, beyond simply beginning a dialogue, is for this meeting. And again, dialogue is great. Discussion and communication is fantastic and can be very productive. But it has to be an honest discussion in order for it to be productive. And if the president is hesitant about calling out Russia for what it's been doing, not just to us, but in Crimea, Ukraine, the Middle East, and in Europe, then it's going to be very difficult to have anything productive come out of these discussions.
What does Vladimir Putin stand to gain from this meeting today?
Well, first and foremost, the fact that he's having this meeting, it sends a message that the United States is willing to welcome him out of the cold. And that sends a pretty strong message to Europe and to other parts of the world. So I think in many respects, he wins just by simply having this meeting. Secondly, it depends on what Vladimir Putin can convince the president to do from a policy perspective. If the president is willing to work towards releasing or relaxing sanctions, if the president is willing to consider recognizing Russia's claim to Crimea, then those will be huge, huge wins for Vladimir Putin.
John, we appreciate your time, your insight this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, take care. Bye now. That is John Cohen, ABC News consultant, former acting undersecretary for intelligence at the Department of Homeland Security, joining us from Washington this morning, talking about that historic meeting today between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. We'll have more coverage of that throughout the day from ABC News here on 1380 WPH. Shifting gears, we are at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. It is the finish of the Bells Beer Bayview Mackinac race.